Introduction. ADP 3-05 provides the strategic context for employment of Army Special Operations Forces and defines special operations. It describes the role of Army Special Operations Formations. A role is the broad and enduring purpose for which the organization or branch is established, ADP 1-01. ADP 3-05 updates doctrine on Army Special Operations to include incorporating the Army's operational concept of unified land operations in the context of large-scale combat operations. In addition, this publication provides information on the extant practices for special operations conducted in support of combatant commander campaign plans and globally integrated operations in support of higher campaign plans. ADP 3-05 incorporates the Army ethic throughout its chapters. Army Special Operations are doctrinally and operationally linked to ADP 3-0. ADP 3-05 rescinds ADRP 3-05 Special Operations, revises the concept of regional mechanisms, more accurately aligning those topics with national and regional objectives. ADP 3-05 provides the doctrinal foundation for Army Special Operations Forces to design, plan, and conduct special operations across the range of military operations. It establishes a common frame of reference and offers intellectual tools that Army leaders use to plan, prepare for, execute, and assess special operations. By establishing a common approach and language for special operations, doctrine promotes a mutual understanding and enhances effectiveness during operations. The doctrine in this publication is a guide for action rather than a set of fixed rules. In Army Special Operations, effective leaders recognize when and where doctrine, training, or even their experience no longer fits the situation, and they adapt accordingly. Subordinate Special Operations publications build upon the foundation provided by ADP 3-05. Other publications integrate and reference ADP 3-05 content where appropriate. ADP 3-05 consolidates content from ADRP 3-05. The following is a summary of the individual chapters. Chapter 1, Overview of Army Special Operations. This chapter defines and discusses special operations in the strategic context within which Army Special Operations Forces expect to conduct operations, and it includes an overview of the operational environment. It addresses considerations for their employment in this environment and presents the authoritative laws and directives that govern special operations and special operations forces. It defines and describes the Army Special Operations Force's core competencies, special warfare, and surgical strike. It presents the role and characteristics of Army Special Operations Forces and the principles, tenets, employment criteria, and imperatives of special operations. This chapter provides an overview of traditional warfare and irregular warfare to provide the context for senior Department of Defense and other U.S. government leaders as they consider the use of unique capabilities for global operations. It provides a short vignette to depict the unique capabilities of Army Special Operations soldiers and the environments in which they conduct operations. Chapter 2, Core Activities. This chapter narrows the broad definition of special operations down by describing the core activities that U.S. Army Special Operations Command has been directed to conduct. These core activities capture the fundamental purpose of Army Special Operations Forces. The activities range from broad activities to very specific applications of capabilities. No single activity is ever conducted in isolation. It is the application of any combination of the activities that make up a special operation. Chapter 3, Command and Control Structures. This chapter describes the theater organizations that are relevant to the command and control of Army Special Operations Forces. It provides descriptions of task-organized special operations elements so they are recognizable and understood by theater-assigned forces, such as Army Service Component Commands. It describes command and control structures that enable the conduct of the core activities through special operations. These structures support joint unity of effort in the context of a combatant commander campaign plan and in the context of unified land operations and the Army's contributions to unity of effort. The chapter also provides an overview of the Army's Special Operations Component Command and its unit structures and functions from a generating and operating force context. Chapter 4, Fires. This chapter briefly describes the fires warfighting function before discussing how special operations forces integrate lethal and non-lethal fires into joint and Army targeting processes. It closes by discussing fires considerations from a special operations task force perspective. The chapter also discusses the planning and execution of conventional and special operations forces during the conduct of unified land operations, particularly during large-scale combat operations. Chapter 5, Intelligence. This chapter describes special operations intelligence criteria and how theater, national, service, and special operations intelligence capabilities are integrated. It provides examples of how intelligence information and coordination, requests, tasking, production, dissemination, resourcing, and support flows in large-scale combat operations and during the daily operations of a combatant commander campaign. Chapter 6, Sustainment. Chapter 6 provides an overview of how U.S. Army Special Operations Command's Sustainment Brigade integrates its capabilities with Theater Army Service Component Command's sustainment plans to fulfill support requirements for special operations across the range of military operations. Chapter 7, Protection. This chapter discusses specific protection tasks that are focal points for Army Special Operations commanders and staffs. This focused content supplements that found in ADP 3-37, Protection, which applies to all Army unit commanders and staffs. Chapter 8, Employment. This chapter provides more context and information on how Army Special Operations Forces support achievement of national objectives as they conduct core activities across the range of military operations. This chapter also provides additional focus on support to large-scale combat operations in the context of unified land operations.